Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
Do not talk. I am at war.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Played once there, for all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs in here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who rarely has a crossword for anyone, but when he does, he nails it. The irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Another exciting and fun and edition of I'm With Stupid. How's it going, Matt, man?
Well, it's going great because it's just you and I now, Jay.
Well, you know what? Our guests in the chat room, like they went into the chat room, they heard the open and go, oh, I know these guys, click.
Which is hurtful. But
it's more than a little hurtful.
We can overcome that.
What?
Hmm.
I guess.
How are you today? Are you getting some ice down there, Jay? Give us a full report.
Well, right now, there's nothing happening except it's cloudy and cool out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently...
Yes?
28 degrees.
Ooh.
Which is a little disturbing because an hour ago it was 30.
That's not good.
The Weather Channel says it's 31. The Google thing says it's 28, so...
Could be some of that evaporative cooling.
A little evaporative cooling is the radar shows that it's snowing, but then it's not making to the ground.
That's called Virga.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dry that it's evaporating as it's falling.
Correct.
Through the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's got to build
up. But it's up there in the very, very cold levels of the atmosphere, the rain, snow, what have you, begins falling.
Mm-hmm.
Hits into that warmer, drier air. It evaporates, but it cools the air.
That's correct.
And over time, eventually it cools it enough that it all hits the ground and it begins to stick and
mm-hmm.
all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
And people begin to panic.
That's right. And then go to the store for milk and bread and eggs.
And beer.
And beer.
And beer.
That was very good. That was a well done synopsis of what's going on. I'm going to have to start calling you J. Nye Science Guy.
Well, I should have been a weatherman.
You should have.
Yep.
You're qualified for here in the Bagwine area. You would be just as good as one Jamie Simpson.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to be the weatherman in Miami. What's the weather going to be like, Jay? Well, it's going to be 84 and sunny with maybe a thundershower.
Yeah,
in the
infamous thunderstorm.
And looks like it's going to be humid tomorrow. Back
mm-hmm.
to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, up here, listened to Jamie Simpson yesterday, and by God, I don't know what his definition of cloudy is, but it must be... if the sky has two clouds in it, because it's pretty bright and sunny here right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're telling us that the real ice event is going to happen after midnight tonight.
Yes.
And it'll be in the form of sleet and freezing rain.
Yep.
Throughout the night and into the morning hours tomorrow.
You're going to have to go out in the morning and pick your neighbor up off the sidewalk as he slithers home at 2 a.m. and slips in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it won't be until morning before I pick him up because I don't want him up there banging around making noise, keeping me awake. He'll be all right. He'll be all right out there. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's a veteran.
Dan, we have Mr. Vinny Bond in here. Hopped into the guest room.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Vinny freaking Bond is here. How
that
about
is
that?
Yes.
Welcome, Vinsterino.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you can check out Mr. Vinny Bond every Monday night. And Music on the Couch at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Benny had a big week, did that Blues Fest thing,
or
whatever it was. Lots of shows, lots of amazing guests. You can go back, check it out all in the archives.
Good time, good time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, before we really get into anything, Jay, I got a little shout-out of it. It's a sad shout-out.
Oh.
Yeah, I learned last night when I called my son that his girlfriend dumped him.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. He seems pretty upset.
Yeah. But at least she did it before prom. He didn't lay out a bunch of cash on her.
Right, right. Actually, he didn't seem upset at all. He's already moved on. So.
Yeah, well. The power of youth.
That's right. Yeah. But I have a few plans for her, let me tell you. Could be a... She doesn't know the power of IWSJ. Breaking my little boy's heart. She's
just
going down like Time Warner Cable did, baby.
It's just too bad you already had that post ready to go about little Jimmy.
I know, exactly.
She'll have to wait another day.
Yeah. And if you'd like to read about my neighbor, little Jimmy Stewart, and all these Christians out here are just Christians of convenience, you can go to the website today at iwsradio.blogspot.com. It's scathing, scathing.
Yep. You just trashed him.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped him to shreds.
That's right.
And we want to remind everybody that coming up at the top of the next hour, after our show, is the Jazzy Vegetarian.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, and today's show is about emotional eating. Not that I know anybody who would fit that description or anything, but so there you go. You got to check that out.
Yeah.
The BTR recommended that to us, so
yes, they
did. We will recommend her to our listeners.
Oh, I have a Elaine Boozler update for you, Jay.
Always love Elaine Boozler updates.
And if you people don't know, she tweeted that her and I are pretty inseparable and already looking for property.
Mm-hmm.
And she announced on her Facebook page the other day that she'll be in Dayton next week at Wiley's Comedy Club. And I said, woohoo, I'll be there. And Jay, guess what? She liked
what?
It. She liked it. Yes.
That's so exciting.
I know. She didn't offer a free ticket or anything, though, so I probably won't be there. I mean, there's love and then there's love, you know?
Yeah. And real quick here, it was the International Blues Challenge that Vinny was
oh, yeah.
doing the live shows from. I couldn't remember the name. Sorry about that, Vinny. But it was outstanding.
A lot of singing about my woman leaving me and the
stuff
train
like that.
Rolling down the line.
So, interesting little story this morning, Matt.
Really?
A New York Daily News reporter was joking with a bunch of people about the opposition to Mr. Chuck Hagel as defense secretary and his alleged anti-Israel positions. And this reporter said, well, what all has he been doing? Does he give speeches at like the Junior League of Hezbollah or Friends of Hamas or something? And lo and behold, a few days later, Rand Paul is asking Chuck Hagel about his speech that he gave to the Friends of Hamas.
You know,
it took it just a couple of days to go through the internet grinder and appear in Ben Shapiro's column on Breitbart. And ta-da!
Rand Paul, he's a United States senator, I think.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yes, he is.
Don't they have allowances for, you know, you could hire a fact checker?
No, I guess. I guess not.
Well, evidently not.
Duly elected by the good citizens of Kentucky.
The Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth.
Oh, boy. Boy, Ashley Judd's looking better and better.
Yeah, well, he did a great job of taking her down. He pointed out that Ashley Judd is an attractive person. She's educated, well-spoken, and understands the issues. But that's just not what Kentucky's looking for.
No, that's not.
Maybe we need to keep Rand Paul. You know, Rand Paul's the only person in the Senate that can make Al Franken laugh.
Very good. Got some Democratic shenanigans going on in the
Ooh.
Congress too, Jay.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, today
I'm a fan of shenanigans.
Bipartisan shenanigans.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, today, probably right about now, Jesse Jackson Jr. Is walking into court for misusing $750,000 in campaign funds, or as it's called in legal terms, impersonating a white politician. And we'll have none of that, Mr. Jackson.
No. Oh, well, anyway. Rahm Emanuel feeling pretty vindicated that everybody was so angry at him for being the obvious source of the Jesse Jackson has legal problems rumors when Jesse talked about, or Jesse Jr. talked about running for mayor against him, and then he had to drop out, and well, turns out he did have legal problems. Legal problems that were probably first pointed out to the Justice Department by Rahm Emanuel. The man can do a little opposition research.
Yes, he can.
It's quite impressive. You know how those Jews are. What?
What? No. Hey, now.
Well, I got to tell you a funny little story about what happened on Twitter this week.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, I've been getting quite a bit of new followers. I've got like 50 in the last week or something, 40-something.
Wow.
Well, I've got 50 new followers and like 12 people have unfollowed me in the last week. But anyway. So this chick follows me, and I follow her back because I'm that kind of guy, you know, nice, thoughtful kind of guy like that.
Of course you are.
And then she sends me a direct message
telling
me, thanking me for following her, and she looks forward to my tweets via, and then it has a link on there, and it's a link to some one of these websites where you could do all your social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I casually tweet, welcome new followers. If you spam me via DM, I'll kill your whole family. That's just my sense of humor.
Well, yeah, I get it.
And she up and unfollows me.
What? That's an outrage.
Crazy, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are so sensitive.
Yeah, people are quite touchy about things.
Mm-hmm. You know who else is touchy? And that would be you when it comes to the life of a dog.
This is a very upsetting story.
Mm-hmm.
About Mindy McReady, country star.
Yep.
Mistress to Roger Clemens when she was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Work that in there, would you?
Troubled artist.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, it's sad.
And she took her own life only a month after her boyfriend either took his own life or someone took his life. It really hasn't been cleared up, but that doesn't matter now.
No.
But before she killed herself, she killed a dog.
Yes. And then I'm sure that upset you.
Well, yeah. There's no reason to kill the dog. The dog never hurt anybody.
Exactly.
Sweet little puppy just wanted to be loved and fetch a stick and, you know, be scratched behind the ear every once in a while.
Right.
And when in return, that, gives you unconditional love.
Yeah, and when you scratch it behind the ear, does the cute little motorcycle thing with the back leg.
Exactly.
I love that.
You give it a little belly rub, and both legs may move every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you know, Fox News. Fox News was also troubled by this, but they were more troubled by trying to figure out why she killed the dog first. Well, see, she couldn't kill the dog second, you know.
I bet Greta Van Susteren was all over that.
She'll probably have a dog expert on.
I'll tell you what's even worse, oh my God, I haven't watched it, but I probably ought to tune into Nancy Grace. I bet she's all over this.
No, oh, I know. In fact, I can't believe there isn't already an internet rumor that Mindy McReady was murdered rather than suicide.
Probably by the dog.
There what could have been.
Actually, the dog shot her, and then the dog turned the gun on himself.
Well, actually, maybe the dog shot the boyfriend.
And that's why,
it could be, you know, a little bit of payback, kind of like the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe and all that, you know, back in the day.
Either way, it's sad about Mindy McReady, but, you know,
it's
even sadder about, you know, Fidocide. I hate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have a theory about why she killed the dog.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've seen pictures of Mindy McReady lately. I think she shot the dog in order to eat him. And then she got pissed off when he wouldn't fit in the roasting pan, and it made her sad.
God.
And,
that's a little bit far-fetched, I'll be honest with you.
Fuck.
I mean, she could have just gone to Walmart and gotten a bigger roasting pan.
She could have.
She's got a little extreme on this.
Well,
I mean, I have things that don't go my way during the day, too, but all I do is, you know, let out a few cuss words and kick something.
Yeah, but people aren't, you know, a lot of people aren't as solid as you.
We're all wired differently, aren't we?
Exactly.
And you know what we should do right now?
We should probably open the phone lines.
Hell yes, we should.
On the Alpo hotline at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. But apparently the authorities say that there was no question about her boyfriend's suicide, that there was not, that there was no investigation or anything like that. And if you can't trust the sheriff of DeQueen County, Arkansas, I don't know who you can trust.
Exactly.
So. That's a good, decent, God-fearing man right there.
Yeah. Kind of like the sheriff of Neshoba County back in 1964 in Mississippi. Good old Cecil Price. That was a nice segue, wasn't it, Jay?
It was nice. That worked out nicely.
So nice that I had to point it out.
And I'll point out that Mr. David Lawrence is in the chat room.
Oh, D-Law.
The D-Law man.
D-Law.
So there he is. Cecil Price was a good man.
Yeah, of course. David would think that. And big news in Mississippi this week, Jay.
Well, I tell you what, it was a tough day for Cecil Price and his offspring. His dreams died this week.
Yes, they did.
As Mississippi finally joined the 19th century.
Yes.
And ratified their passing of the 13th Amendment outlawing human slavery.
Yes. They're on the cutting edge, J-Man.
And one thing, I love people from Mississippi. They're great people. They're all a lot of fun. Well, with the exception of Faulkner, but.
Hey now, hey.
Anyway, as we are making fun of them, they are quick to point out that it was simply a paperwork error that caused it to go this long. The legislature actually ratified the 13th Amendment in 1995, folks. Only 130 years after the Civil War. Not 147. So.
But what, they couldn't find a notary?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If anybody remembers, the Mississippi legislature basically ran into the state capitol building and ratified the 13th Amendment on a voice vote and then adjourned way before anybody knew what was happening. It wasn't put on the schedule or anything until the very last second, and they put it on the House floor. All those in favor, ayes have it. Let's go home. And then they just didn't bother to file the paperwork with the with the Justice Department in the hopes that the legislature might come back and change their mind someday.
I'll tell you what, I don't think they are, because they've made, they felt bad about it. They've made reparations beyond that. They've also introduced a lot of other legislation.
They have they?
Yes. Motorized cars will be given right away over horse-drawn carriages.
Good for them.
Uh-huh. Interracial marriage, it's okay. It's not okay, but it's okay.
they don't want it, but it's legal.
We'll live it. And if you want to share
legal,
a bottle,
legal don't make it moral, but it's legal.
That's right. A couple of black guys and a white guy on a baseball team can share a bottle of Aquafina.
Ooh.
Even Neshoba County, Jay, they went out on a limb. James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner have been posthumously pardoned for their acts of June 21st, 1964 offense of rocking the boat. Now, still in Neshoba County, every June 21st, they're still going to hold the Sheriff Cecil Price Summer Solstice Fun Days. But colored folk will be allowed to attend.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So, I mean, that's big strides.
That's mighty wide of them to allow that.
And women can wear jeans when they go to vote.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can they wear jeans to church?
No, no, they have to wear a very long skirt. Something, come on. Baby steps,
yeah,
baby steps.
I'm pushing it, though, with that one.
Yeah. So here's a shout-out to the fine people down in the Magnolia State.
Yeah. And you know what else they did in Mississippi? They formally adopted the same rule that they have in Louisiana.
And
that is, on your high school basketball team, you can start 2 black guys at home, 3 on the road, and all 5 when you're behind.
That was very good.
So, anyway, so good to see Mississippi getting after it and modernizing like that.
Yeah.
While the Arkansas legislature is just basically looking through old Supreme Court rulings and everything the Supreme Court has ruled unconstitutional, they were like, hey, let's do that here. Don't quite get the concept, guys.
Well, it makes them look
and
good.
The old vaginal, the transvaginal ultrasound bill has arrived in the Arkansas legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing that one.
That was kind of funny. Do you realize that that was funny? Yes.
They're trying to force that one on women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of state legislatures, I listened to our great governor, John Kasich, last night give his...
Good man.
Yes, awesome,
yeah.
Dynamic, electric.
Especially for the guy so short.
Exactly, with a bowl haircut. He gave his State of the State address last night, and I listened to it while I was at work. And a lot of it was just blah, 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 but he said something very profound last night, Jay.
What was that?
One of his dynamic quotes was, "Our legacy depends on what we do." And I was just blown away.
My goodness.
I had never thought of it in that terms.
I can see why they're talking about him for 2016.
I know.
He's a visionary.
I was waiting for him to say, our children are our future.
All right.
Yeah.
And did he come out in support of the personhood amendment?
I don't know, but that was just reintroduced in the in the Ohio House.
Because maybe the courts this time will say, okay, what the hell?
Exactly.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Alright. And the transvaginal ultrasound phone lines are still open.
At 661-244-9852. And D-Law is pointing out in the chat room that Cecil Price and Nathan Bedford Forrest were Democrats.
They were.
So.
That they were. But they'd be Republicans today.
Yes, they would.
There ain't no doubt about that.
And Lincoln and Reagan would no longer be welcome in the Republican Party.
No, they wouldn't. Not
no.
even for a day.
No.
And you know, and I tell you, well, they would be excused right after Dwight Eisenhower was excused.
Exactly. And good old Dwight Eisenhower, free thinker.
Yeah. Yeah, Hoover would still be allowed in.
Oh, sure.
That'd be good with him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So don't forget, we're going to lose the live stream here, but there will be 15 more minutes of nonstop hilarity. Come back and check out the archives.
Captivating.
Oh, yeah. Because we still got to talk about Tim Tebow and his appear at this... big old bigot church down there in Dallas.
Yeah, that takes place April 28th or something like that.
Something like that.
Yes.
You'll probably back out. And hey, I saw this yesterday. I gotta throw this one at you, Matt.
I'm ready.
Story on the Huffington Post. Well, it's in a number of different. They probably stole it from somebody else. But anyway, a guy named Darryl Wallace Jr., African American, going to drive in the NASCAR Truck Series.
Really?
And the first thing I thought of was, God, even the black guys in NASCAR are named Darryl.
Yeah. I'm sure that's not
amazing.
I bet that's not his real name.
No, probably not.
Probably Lionel or Devon.
Shaquel.
Yeah. Tupac.
Yeah. Anyway, the headline on the Huffington Post and on other places say that Darryl Wallace Jr. making history by being the fourth black driver in NASCAR. Now, how many times do you get it? Does it? Are we going to have a black driver before he stops making history?
I know. Oh, God, I hate that. I just hate that.
Is the fourth one really making history? I want to know, because if that's the case, then the 432nd white redneck also is making history.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. Hey, look, I'm not a racist. I follow a lot of black people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I follow Dragonfly Jones. But I just, when you're the fourth one and you're still the one making history, it's kind of like Danica Patrick. She still hasn't done even as much as Janet Guthrie did.
Oh,
and
I
they're
know.
Saying that she's making history. Yeah.
Guthrie, she was like seventh or eighth in the Indy 500 back in 75, 76, something like that.
Yeah. Started her own, racing school.
Yep.
And her own racing league. So, and there's other women who own racing teams. Mm-hmm. And here's Danica just driving for somebody else's team and blaming them when things go wrong and giving herself full credit when they go right.
And you use the word, she's driving loosely.
Hey, she's on the pole. Like
yeah,
we always miss. Wait. She's on the pole at Daytona. Oh, okay.
At least she won't be causing accidents. She'll be the victim of one. She'll be in the front.
She's always the victim. Oh.
I know.
She's always believe me.
Oh, believe me.
Every time she's in the middle of an accident, if it's somebody else's fault, and it almost always is, she just wants to point out how stupid they are and how horrible it is. But when she causes it, that's just racing, That's just racing.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Anyway, congrats to Darryl Wallace Jr.
Yeah.
And
Danica, even though we don't mean it.
Yeah, even though it's an insincere.
Exactly.
Congrats to Danica.
Yeah, here you go, Danica. Go, Daddy, go, baby.
Yeah, right. Go do more, go run around naked for commercials, for more commercials. So Tim Tebow is going to speak at this church in Dallas.
Oh, God, yes.
Where the
First Baptist Church of Dallas.
Right. And the pastor there, Mr. Jeffress, is that his name?
Yeah, Jeffress, yeah.
Yeah, who has said many times that Catholicism is the genius of Satan. It's kind of tough to argue with that one, but it's still not the kind of thing you should be saying.
Or, Jay, he should have said, it's the genius, in the words of my neighbor, little Jimmy Stewart, the genius of Satan.
No, that's the Pope's robe. Cool, comfortable satin.
Yeah. Very luxurious. Soft and form-fitting.
Exactly.
Poor Jimmy. But continue, you. I'm sorry.
Anyway, he said that Mormons are a cult.
Yes.
Again, that one's kind of true, but it's still, you know, it's intolerant.
Well, you know, I think it's true of every religion.
Exactly. Every religion is a cult. My God, his church is a cult. No doubt about
uh-huh.
it. And, of course, he said that electing Obama is paving the way for the Antichrist.
I know. That was my Omen soundtrack.
You know, I really, Obama really should play that music when he comes out on stage. Just to fuck with him.
I would like him to come out and give a speech one time and say, hey, shout out to Damien.
Well, let me tell you a story about my mother, Rosemary. What? Oh, Rosemary. Anyway, and of course he has said all kinds of horrible things about gays and what have you. And he's
Yes.
Jeffers a raging bigot. And, well, so is Tim Tebow.
If he's going to perform there, and that's what I call
right.
it.
Right. Unless his plan is to get up there and challenge this congregation over these intolerant views.
I'm sure.
And it doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
And I think, and it's amazing that some people are surprised that he's going to be. You know, remember, he spoke at the Chick-fil-A rally, too, in support
right.
of Chick-fil-A
yeah.
last year. So, yeah, but what people forget, you know, when they talk about, oh, him missionary work his family did in the Philippines. Well, they were actually there to try to convert Catholics to their form of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Philippines is already a Christian country. People don't realize that. I mean, there's a lot of Muslims there, but, you know, Catholic Church did a lot of good
God,
work
yeah,
way back
Catholic.
In the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I think people don't really realize. That Tebow just gets a pass on this stuff. You know that dude, that defensive back for San Francisco, Colliver, whatever his name was, who made the comment about, you know, that there's no gays on his team. If there are, they need to get out of there. They trashed him for a solid week on ESPN. And it was even a comment that he didn't really even mean. He was doing an interview with Artie Lang, for God's sakes. All right, so he didn't even really, you know, he was just, you know, going along with the rest of the guys there. And they trashed him for a solid week on ESPN. And Tim Tebow is going to go hang out with one of the biggest bigots in America, a guy who is one step away from being the Westboro Baptist Church type.
No doubt.
And nothing. Absolutely nope. nothing. He gets a complete pass. If Tim Tebow were black, he would not get this pass.
Oh, no. No way. And here we go. He even hates Jews, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
can't
yeah.
be saved
Big time anti-Semite.
And he says 70% of the gay population has AIDS.
Yeah. And that it's a gay disease, and there's no reason to try to do any research for it, to try to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
They had it coming. They deserved it.
That's right.
Which is what Pat Buchanan said also. Well, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah, big-time anti-Semite, which is amazing that he didn't even allow Jews to convert and be born again. He doesn't think that Jews can even be born again.
Well,
like most churches think.
They've been tainted.
Right. He would have never accepted Bob Novak.
Who's a pretty... Well, that's because Bob Novak was a big liberal.
No, he was compared to him, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I guess he was.
But... You know, Robert Novak was Jew, and he converted to Catholicism. Well, he took a long trip.
Ugh. And why would you do that?
Along
why would you go from
highway.
Judaism to Catholicism?
I don't know.
It's the same painful thing.
Yeah. And according to Jeffers, you're still not going to heaven.
I know. Yeah.
So that was
I'll
a waste
what,
of time.
You know who's got it going on? The Episcopalians. Catholic light.
True.
Same great religion, half the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get divorced? Oh, fuck yeah, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
Not so bad.
King Henry was so brilliant.
Better, you know. The you know, well, you know, you got the Anglicans, which are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Or that's the overseas version of the Episcopalians. I get them so confused.
Yeah, the Anglicans are.
Yeah.
Well,
no, they get the. Yeah, but they get the
like
they get
Scottish.
The robes and the funny they get
yeah.
the robes and the funny hats too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you. This world is topsy-turvy.
They got it pretty good. Methodists have it pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They go in, sing a couple songs, have a Bible reading, and then they ask for money.
Reading, that's right. That's right. Couple hymns, reading response, shake hands.
Donate.
Pass the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, they start their service at 10:30, over at 11:30, beat the Baptist to the sizzler for lunch.
Right.
It works out just beautifully.
Well, the Baptist, well, the reason they beat the Baptists, because the Baptists go about three because they got to go back to church on Sunday night. You know, they got
right.
those two services.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, Joe, speaking of religion, oh, man, I'm missing some rose, baby. I'm not sleeping well, Jay. For those of you who don't know, I gave up Wild Irish Rose for Lent, and I go to bed early. I mean, not early, but at the same time, and I go right to sleep. But, man, I'm waking up at like 6:30.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, when it used to be 8:30.
I know. That's a problem. And you know, you wake up with a clear mind, too. That's
I know.
Weird.
I hate it.
That's very upsetting.
Well, and my giving up for Christ is really pissing off Smoop because she prefers me to stay asleep until she leaves for work in the morning.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going to wake up all, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I know, and I am. It's terrible.
And wake up in a good mood. Well, that, yeah. That's not going to work out well at all.
I think one day this week she said, "Who are you and what have you done with my Maddie?"
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's terrible.
And Jesse Jackson Jr. has pled guilty.
Yes.
Guilty. Guilty. If he were a good-looking white man from North Carolina, he could go to trial and be acquitted.
Yes, he could. Or if he was in Idaho, he could just tap his foot and say, "Come
nah.
on,
it'll all go away.
It'll all go away."
If he was a white senator if he was a white Republican senator from Louisiana, he could just put on a diaper and sit on a hooker's lap. It would all be okay.
So how's the healthy lunch thing going?
It was boring, but it's going.
Okay.
It's just tootling along. I've probably run to the store before the ice event. Even during an ice event, though, no frozen pizza for lunch. That's the rules.
Oh, good man.
A cheeseburger for lunch, so I guess I'll get some tuna.
Yeah, everything's just crazy right now, and we're getting ready to wrap up. I'll tell you, you know how crazy things are, Jay?
How crazy?
A Tea Party organization photoshopped Karl Rove in a Nazi uniform.
And I didn't think it was photoshopped.
Well,
I thought he probably just had one.
Of course you didn't. That was pretty good.
I saw that, yep.
Oh, my God. What have things become? The Republicans are eating their own.
Yeah. Shocking development.
Yeah. It, you know, it's funny. And another thing, beyond that, it's funny when you look at Karl Rove, and he's the sane one of the Republican
right.
Party.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I guess we got about a half a minute here.
All right.
And we'll wrap things up. Don't forget, we'll be back Saturday night. Don't know what we'll be doing, but we'll be here.
We'll be here at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And in the meantime, you can catch us at, on the website at iwsradio.blogspot.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/IWSradio.